My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's well traveled on this show. I'm a Shanna fan. I don't hide from that. It's sort of interesting if I turn the spotlight on myself. Like, why does Nick Sirianni bother me so much? All right. Well, part of it is he's the coach of the Eagles. Like, I'm not stupid enough to not admit that. Part of it is he's the coach of the Eagles. And the Eagles and Niners kind of have a thing. We've had a thing the last few years. And so that's a very big part of it. I'll admit that bias. Hello.
Yep.
Sure. However, whether it be Sean McVay or Pete Carroll, who, by the way, if you're of a certain age, 49er fan, Pete Carroll used to be one of us. We loved Pete Carroll. And then I covered Pete Carroll for years when he was at USC. Director of sports, Lucas Alexander, very excited about that fact. I covered those teams. I got to know Pete. Pete was very, very good to me.
Totally, Grandy. Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, not like in a, like, we didn't have dinner together, but Pete and I had some conversations. Pete was great. And then he chewed gum and went to my rival. Bleep you, Pete. There's something about that thing on the sideline. That's what it, to me, that's the best way I can describe it. When I see a leader of other people who go do the work, then the leader tries to make it about them. That bothers me.
I wonder if it bothered you when Jim Harbaugh was the Niner coach, because Jim Harbaugh is that guy. And the what's your deal with Jim Schwartz or and the handshake gate.
Oh, that was with Pete.
Right, and the handshake with Schwartz.
When he
shook his hand, he slapped him on the back and kind of pushed him away.
Harbaugh's a weirdo.
Harbaugh made it about himself, and ultimately that led to his own demise and his own ouster. So I wonder if you can think about Mark Willard in the early 2010s and the early 2000s when he was your guy, Niner fan. How did you feel about him then? Willard. Too heavy handed.
No, I never felt like as a fan that connected, not nearly as connected, I should say, as to a Shanahan, a Bill Walsh, like the other most successful 49er head coaches in the past. Certainly I loved that the 49ers got a lot better, and then they got a lot worse. And I was always like partially amused and partially confused by him. And then let me also admit, I didn't cover that particular team. So I wasn't as close to it as like what we do now. But he's a weirdo. The Jim Schwartz thing was odd. The funniest thing that never gets remembered to me about Jim Harbaugh was that press conference he held during the Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick thing. That was when he lost me. When you have a press conference, and for those who don't remember, because this is a long time ago now, where Kaepernick had come in for the injured Alex, and he was slinging it, man. He was playing. And it got to a point where Alex got healthy, and Jim had to pick a quarterback. And he held a press conference, and everyone knew this was going to be the announcement. Who's starting this week? They're both healthy. And Jim goes, we're going to go with Colin and Alex. We're going to go with Colin and Alex because Alex is on our football team too. And I was just like, dude, you're just weird. And I'll admit to you also, because of proximity, I was not aware of how much Jim rubbed people in the building the wrong way.
Right, right.
And so there's a lot of Sirianni in Harbaugh.
For sure.
Spoiler alert, the Chargers will be better.
Right.
And then they will hate Jim.
Exactly.
Within 5 years.
It's a five-year shelf life.
Yes.
And he lasted longer than that in Michigan, and he left a trail of despair and sanctions that he would have to face if he ever made it back to college. So yeah, he's more than just a weirdo. He lives outside the lines, and just everything he did here, from, you know, demanding that he had his own bathroom built in the coach's office to alienating the owner and all the rest of it. But it, something about Sirianni also, it bothers me. And maybe for me, it's the fact that he is the Philadelphia Eagles head coach, because I am, my default among sports fandom is to root against Philadelphia in all ways.
No,
and that's
what,
the Sixers,
yeah,
and that's the Phillies and the Eagles. And even if the Flyers happen to make the Stanley Cup playoffs, I don't pay a lot of attention to hockey, but if Philadelphia has a good team, I hope the Rangers beat them or the Lightning or any other team in the Eastern Conference in hockey. I'm just down on Philly sports fan. I love when they get angry. We have Howard Eskin on our show occasionally, and he is the epitome of the Philly sports fan. And I'm sure Philly Sports Talk today, they're burying this guy.
God.
It's got to be an absolute inferno.
That was absolutely a hot mess. And the crowd was stunned. Stunned,
yep,
silent. And again, for anybody who had anything go wrong with their fantasy or their bets or whatever in that game, I'm one of you. I feel for you. But I totally was able to recover because it was the Eagles and Nick Sirianni. And I'm like, that makes me just happy.
Right.
That was just a happy moment. I'm like, Nick's not happy, so I'm happy. Like, you deserve that. You deserve that. And Saquon, I love Saquon Barkley. And Saquon handled it the way you'd love to see a real leader handle it. The only time you make it about you is when it's wrong, not when it's right. That's another key piece to this. How did Fred Warner handle it the other day when they asked him about a 97-yard reception to Justin Jefferson? Fred's not looking at the DCs, not looking at the DBs. He goes, I was supposed to get home in the quarterback, and I didn't. So that's on me. Even though all of us know, dude, it's not on you. But that's leadership. That's leadership. If that play had gone well, what would Fred have said? Well, DC's put me in a wonderful position, and the other guys took up a couple blockers, and so I was able to cook. How many years now has Fred Warner said that he's able to play as well as he does because of the presence of Dre Greenlaw? Well, now there's no Dre Greenlaw. How's Fred look?
Yeah.
How's he doing without
Pretty
Dre?
Good, yep.
He's the best player in the damn game.
Right.
So it is Fred, but his leadership style will never point the positive spotlight on himself. And that's what Sirianni does that drives me nuts, especially because he didn't even have a helmet.
Exactly. And that's where I would default to Shanahan, because when things don't go right, he doesn't usually or almost ever point the finger at, you know, the players who didn't make a play or the officials who didn't make the right call. It's about the team. It's about we didn't execute, and, you know, the offensive line or his calls or his scheme. He doesn't often point the finger elsewhere than to the overall team unit. And I love that about, yep, a head coach. It's leadership.
I'm looking at a whole like board of all the NFL teams just to jog my memory of all the coaches.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think, is there any other coach that I would argue in the NFL, when a play goes well, makes it about him? I think McVay did it once, but I think he learned his lesson. You don't see him run into the end zone and jump on people's shoulders anymore.
Right.
So that's good. And by the way, I don't mind personality, okay? How about McDaniel in Miami? We love Mike. Mike's a wackadoodle. He's hilarious. He always looks like he's coming out of it. He looks like Bradley Cooper in the movie The Hangover. Like, he's got those shades on. Always looks like he was out till 3 a.m.
And the hair is grown out now, too.
Tremendous.
It's a little wild.
I love Mike, but Mike's not over here going, whenever Tyreek Hill scores, do you see Mike doing somersaults on the sideline? No. Turn around, walk away, get ready for the next play. I don't need you to fit into a box. But to me, that's leadership, especially in football. These dudes' bodies are on the line. They go out there and make a play. Let them go dance in the end zone. Let them have that moment. They're the ones that are doing the blood, sweat, and tears. And you'll get your credit. You'll get your credit. But that, to me, is a very, very big thing in leadership. If it goes well, push everybody else around you forward. If it goes bad, shove them behind you.
Exactly.
That's the way to do it, and Nick does the opposite.
Right, and I think because of that, that's partly why there is definitely a divide between he and not only the fan base, but maybe the starting quarterback as well. And you heard rumors from last year that they were not on the same page, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. And you have a game like last night, and that's a classic time where the head coach should step up and say, you know, I probably should have run the ball. I put Saquon in a tough spot, and Jalen Hurts, I put them in a difficult situation where, you know, if we do complete that, we're probably going to win the game. But, you know, looking back at it, I probably should have run the ball. And, you know, a little humility and a little ownership is what you're talking about.
Like, absolutely. And so let's take that to things that we've seen from Kyle Shanahan through the years. Let's go back to last year in Minnesota. And I've always described what he did with Steve Wilks in that game as simply a surprise. I found it to be very surprising. I thought it was telling. This is no criticism of Steve Wilks. It was more a moment where I went, oh, something's wrong in that relationship. But I can also say this. If Kyle were really being an awesome leader in that moment, he wouldn't have said it that way. Because, again, what do you do as a leader when things don't go well? You take all your people and you shove them behind your back. And you stick your chest out and you take the bullet for them. That's what you're supposed to do. Because you get paid the most, you have the word head in front of the name coach. And so you're the guy. And that's the way it works. And it's fair and unfair, we know this. Coaches get wins and losses. Quarterbacks get wins and losses. Nobody else gets wins and losses.
Right.
Nobody else. So, but that's the way it works. And so we miss the context sometime, and that's fine. But yeah, I don't love it when the leader of the football team does a press conference to be like, so the other people all know that they messed up. I don't know. Did you not hear? Like,
well, we had that last year from Shanahan.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
which that, is in Minnesota. Like, right. Don't. That's not good.
It's not good. But it was pretty obvious. And you know, this year you had the same thing in Minnesota. And we can play the Brian Baldinger cut on the way he broke down the 97-yard touchdown reception from Justin Jefferson.
Got it right here.
If it was last year, or if it was Steve Wilks as the coordinator, I wonder if Kyle would respond differently, because for me, last year, the zero blitz at the end of the half, and Mooney Ward tried to get the pick and he didn't. They scored a touchdown and that turned the game. This one's not too dissimilar in that it was a devastating play.
Totally.
And the defensive coordinator might have messed up with the way he schemed it.
Like, listen, I'll admit, you know, sort of our layman's weakness, which is that we're just, I always say, we're just sitting on a couch with bad food in front of us.
Right.
I don't know how this whole thing, every single piece of how the play call comes together. I understand that on defense, that's the defensive coordinator's responsibility. I get that. And so I'm not saying on the sideline, Kyle should have run up a flight of stairs the same way he did when Brandon Ayuk was about to get traded and be like, Steve, stop. Sounds like a terrible play call. Let's do it. No, dude, you've got 30 seconds. I understand that other people on the sideline do have responsibility. But I also wonder if Kyle Shanahan, if he was given that press conference again, might choose his words a little bit differently. Look, we got caught in a play call there that I didn't like, and we don't really feel, looking back on it, like it was the right thing. That was unfortunate, and we as a coaching staff have had that conversation, and we will try to not be making that mistake in the future. That would land so differently with people. Even if that makes Kyle's skin crawl. I get it. Even if it makes your skin crawl. Because maybe, Kyle, you had nothing to do with it. But you have the word head in front of the word coach. That's the way you do it. I think that's the way you try to do it.
You should. Or if you're going to do what you did last year, then that normally would portend to where that person's going to be replaced and removed immediately, not at the end of the year. So when you say that, and you know he knows he can't do that. Wow, that was pretty scathing, and yet Steve Wilkes was able to coach through the rest of the year, and then yep. he got fired about 9 minutes after the Super Bowl ended.
Right, and even though some of the games still looked really good, their defense right. looked amazing in Jacksonville after the bye. Yeah. It looked great in the Super Bowl
and
for the majority of it.
Maybe Kyle learned his lesson coming off of you know Sunday's game where you had another situation where you blitzed and you had two safeties deep. You had two of your corners who were not guarding their best player. That feels to me like a schematic breakdown.
Well, you referenced what Baldy, who was great this morning on the morning roast, you referenced what he said about that play. I referenced yesterday that Richard Sherman came down on the defensive coordinators, Nick Sorensen, Brandon Staley. What are you guys doing? What was that setup? You can't put your safeties in that position with the best wide receiver in the league. Baldy seems to agree.
I don't know what they're thinking. D'Amador Lenore is on the other side of the field guarding grass. Like there's nothing over there. There's no work. You got Naylor and Jefferson over here in a stack. Like I don't know why you would drop down your backup safety in that situation. You know, him and Tig are the safeties in the play, and Odom is down there. If you're going to play that stack, at least put Treverius on Justin right there and let Ward take Naylor. Like, I mean, at least put your best corner on the best receiver in that situation. And so not only did they get caught with their second corner on the other side of the field, but they got caught with, you know, their third safety on Jefferson like that. And that's, you know, I mean, Sam saw that all the way. I think he saw it pre-snap, actually, you know, in the biggest play that I've seen the 49ers give up since Shanahan has been there, you know, happened on the play.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, looking back on this, in the moment, you're just frustrated. You can't believe that it plays out that way. But the more sort of NFL people I listen to, yeah, this was set up very, very incorrectly. And they tried to blitz, and I think that they thought that that would handle it. And once again, like all game long, the Vikings offensive line won this football game. They were incredible. They won the game. Yeah. I know Nick was okay, but the Viking offensive line won that football game.
Yeah, I thought Nick was great. And he had two sacks, and he had another pressure. And Floyd, I don't believe he recorded a tackle. And your guy, Javon Hargrave, in the middle, who's supposed to be a great pass rusher in the interior, he's not doing anything.
He's not
so
good.
I would excuse Nick Bosa from this criticism because I thought that he was really good. He was disruptive, but he didn't get any help in the pass rush. And that 97-yard touchdown drive, or touchdown throw, rather, was one of only four times they blitzed. So Nick Sorensen and his defensive approach was, we're just going to rush four, and that's going to be good enough, and it wasn't good enough. And they got beaten in the run game, and Sam Darnold was mostly unpressured in the game. So I wonder if going forward in this next game here against the Rams, without two of their top wide receivers, if they try to heat up Matthew Stafford a little bit, because they didn't do that to Sam Darnold. They made it too easy on
him. Well, this is what I look for. When people sort of wonder, okay, why are you a fan of this coach? Why are you not a fan of that?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That coach. And maybe this is like the training through the years of watching Steve Kerr coach the Warriors, the training of when I was in LA watching Phil Jackson coach the Lakers. Does it mean that schematically they're perfect? Of course not. Of course not. Steve Kerr's rotations coming up soon on 95.7 The Game.
Right.
We're only a couple months away. But it doesn't mean that they're schematically perfect. The number one thing I look for in a coach that we can see from the outside is togetherness. You know, Steiny was making the point, well, people have been frustrated with Kyle before. Nobody's ever, ever free from frustration. It's football. It's emotional. You ever worked at a restaurant? Everybody's screaming at each other all the time in the back. And this is football. This is 18 times as emotional and a billion times more physical. So sure, people are going to be frustrated. But what I've loved about the Kyle Shanahan era is that the Niners usually look together. They're buttoned up most of the time. And if there's a concern I have right now with what I see, it's not that Christian and Debo are going to be out. It's that the defensive coordinators have been caught again in Minnesota, letting people get over the top, number one. And Charvarius Ward, after two games, is already speaking into microphones going like, well, I would rather play this way, but that's not the game plan the coaches are giving me.
Yeah.
We're two games in.
Two games.
To a new defensive regime.
Right.
And you got a loss, you got a corner saying he'd do it a different way, and the entire NFL media being like, what the hell were you doing?
Yeah. And you look
not good.
Not good at all. And you look at what this team has been over virtually every year, and it's been a new defensive coordinator almost every year. You have Sorensen, you had Steve Wilks, you had D'Amico Ryans, you had Robert Saleh. And I know that it's good that these guys are going out and getting head coaching jobs. That means that they're good coaches and that they deserve their promotion to be head coaches. But you're going year after year with a new defensive coordinator, and so far, it's not really working. I'm just looking at the numbers, and they are second to last in blitz percentage. They've only blitzed six times in two games. 9.5% of dropbacks. Their pressure rate is toward the bottom of the league. Their sack numbers toward the bottom of the league. And I know it's a small sample, just two games in, but you saw it on Sunday. You didn't heat up Sam Darnold at all, really. And other than Nick Bosa, you had no heat on him.
You said six blitzes the whole season?
According to Pro Football Reference.
And one of them ended with a Justin Jefferson gritty.
Correct.
Yeah.
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 A gritty, a 97-yard gritty.
A 97-yard gritty.
Super gritty.
I was surprised he had the energy left to do the gritty after that. That's tiring.
That is. The Falcons have blitzed four times in two games. The Niners have blitzed six times in two games, according to ProFootballReference.com.
Huh.
Meanwhile, Minnesota, your leading blitz team, they've blitzed 33 times, Mark. 33 out of 78 pass attempts, they've blitzed. So you saw it on Sunday where Minnesota's bringing five, they're bringing six, and they're bringing them from all different angles. And I know every defense is not the same, and the Niners are more a team that is just going to rush four and trust the other seven. But I'd like to see them mix it up a little bit and maybe bring a little bit more heat at times.
There's only two good things that happened with that Kirk Cousins drive last night. Well, one is that Sirianni was upset. That's number one.
Well, I know a couple other ones. But
number two
yeah.
is I was sitting there going, dude, Saquon drops the ball, and that turns into a six-point Eagles lead instead of a three-point Eagles lead, and Fade the Dibbers had done Falcons plus 5.5.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I was chuckling a little bit. I'm like, oh, he not He's not going to be happy about this. This is a bad beat. Remember earlier you talked? I'm like, that wasn't a bad beat. This was a bad beat.
This would not have been a bad beat.
It would have been a bad beat. If Saquon catches the ball, the Eagles win by three. Ball game over. Ball game over. And you would have won. And then they kick a field goal, and I'm like, oh, he's going to lose. And then he didn't lose.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Well, honestly,
on your win.
I don't think it would have been a bad beat because Philly deserved to win that game by six. They should have kicked a field goal. They should have won by six. They were in a prime position. And the beauty of it for me was in my pick'em pool where there's actual money involved, I had the Falcons plus 6.5. So deep down.
Oh, I thought they were 5.5.
5.5 was the real time, but the pool I'm in.
Now I'm even more upset.
The spreads come out on Tuesday. So I already have my sheet for the week, and those numbers don't change. So that spread actually went from 6.5 to 5.5. So fade the dibbers. Whatever. I don't want to lose that because I'm proud to be a winner and I won again. But
that's not
for
good.
Me, in the money pool, I'm thinking go ahead and kick the field goal, Philly. I got 6.5.
I didn't know that.
Is winner.
That makes me more mad.
And the little cherry on top, Grandy.
No.
Oh, no. Yes. The L for Grandy.
Dude,
I'm going to call him Glandy.
I'm starting to feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
I'm 0-2. You don't need to keep rubbing it in, yeah. Okay?
I do.
And then remember last year in
also,
the playoffs?
Also, the flip side of this is Steiny won. You can't be happy about that.
Yeah,
it hurts me a little bit.
That's a good point that he just made there.
But his
point
team,
for Grandy.
His team's overrated.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.